It's an 8-game slate on a Wednesday. We've got all kinds of injury news. We've got LeBron on the second half of a back-to-back after a trip to Miami, and Mike McClure and I are going to argue about that in just a moment. Mike, are you excited about this slate tonight?
Yeah, I like this slate quite a bit because there's a lot of immediate value that I can plug into the lineup. I can pay up for a couple of the studs that I want. I think it's a pretty easy slate to build some lineups on.
Yeah, that's the nice thing. One of the things you told me before the show is I'm just going to get some cheap players. I'm going to get all these value plays in. I'm going to get LeBron in. I'm going to get Karl Anthony Towns in, and I'm going to be good. And I'm thinking, man, like, first off, we didn't say all of LeBron last night. We were splitting him up with Giannis, and so that was fine. But he was a complete dud. I'm not going to hold that against him. But he was a dud in Miami, as he has been for most of his career when he's been a visiting player going to Miami. And now the night after he had to travel to Charlotte, I don't know if I'm feeling him at 12,500.
Yeah, I mean, I totally get it. But, you know, you look at this slate, like, I think that, you know, outside of maybe Embiid and Towns, like, what other players have the 70, 80 fantasy point upside tonight?
And that is the problem, is that it's an 8-game slate, but with injuries to so many players, it feels a lot more like a 4 or 5-game slate. Like, you cannot miss the top scorer.
Right, yeah, you definitely won't be able to miss the top scorer tonight. And, you know, if you're not going, like, one of the top two scorers, in my opinion, is going to be Karl Anthony Towns. If you believe that, you can't play the top two overall scorers if you don't think LeBron is going to be one of them, because Joel Embiid would be the next, and you can't play two centers on FanDuel.
And I don't know, like, I kind of agree with you, but I don't know that I'm ready to rule out the idea of Ben Simmons against the New York Knicks outscoring LeBron on the second half of a road back-to-back after being in Miami.
That's fair. I mean, I think it's a lot closer than I probably am making it sound like it is, just because I obviously am a big LeBron fan in terms of DFS. I think that this is a spot that he should excel in. And right. I think that it might, you know, last night's performance might scare a few people off with that $12,500 price tag. I've got LeBron projected over 60 fantasy points tonight, and I think he'll get there.
Okay, well, we're going to wait, because we plugged Josh Jackson into one small forward on FanDuel. What I'm going to do is we're just going to build the rest of the lineup. I'm just going to make note of any other small forwards we're considering, and then we'll make the decision towards the end of the show. Let's get to the big news. Jonathan Isaac, Jonathan Simmons, both out for the Orlando Magic. Kyle Korver, Seti Osman, out for the Cavs. Kevin Love is questionable. Cody Zeller still out for the Hornets. MKG is questionable. Kyle O'Quinn out for the Knicks. Courtney Lee is questionable. Damian Lillard still out for the Blazers. So are Tyreek Evans and Ivan Rabb for the Memphis Grizzlies. Andrew Harrison is questionable. For the Hawks, DeAndre Bembry, Dennis Schroeder, Malcolm Delaney, Jalen Morris, all out. Derrick Rose out for the Wolves. How will they ever get by without him? Kyrie Irving, Marcus Smart, Marcus Morris out for the Celtics. Al Horford is questionable. TJ Warren, Devin Booker, doubtful for the Suns. Alex Lynn is questionable. And we're trying to avoid Elfrid Payton because I'm going to vomit. Miles Teodosic and Danilo Gallinari out for the Clippers. JJ Barea, Salah Merhi, doubtful for the Mavericks. Dirk is questionable. Isaiah Thomas and Josh Hart are out. Brandon Ingram, questionable, which that's the best tag we've had on Brandon Ingram for the last couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, he's been doubtful or out every day. So questionable here. There looks like there's a chance he might suit up and play tonight.
We'll head over to the Sportsline odds page. Cleveland Cavaliers at the Charlotte Hornets. Charlotte, a 1-point favorite. That number seems too low to me. 226.5 is the over-under. That number's not low. Cavs' third worst team in the league against point guards, the worst against small forwards, the fourth worst against power forwards. We've got to have some Charlotte Hornets in our lineup, don't we?
I think that you can look at some Charlotte Hornets. I don't know that I have a ton that are jumping off the page right now, just because, you know, the values at point guard are so clear cut at this point, and they're not Charlotte Hornets. At center, I'm not playing Dwight Howard because I like Karl Anthony Towns. It's a good spot for them. I'm just having trouble finding the right ones, at the positions. I mean, I'm looking at a guy like Marvin Williams, maybe, if you're looking for a value power forward. But as far as someone like Kemba Walker goes, I think it's certainly tournament only because I don't see how you could pay that price in cash games tonight at all.
It does feel like this matchup has been priced in for Kemba Walker, 8,600 on FanDuel, and really not much cheaper over on DraftKings at 8,500. So I do agree with you there. You look at the DVP and you think, man, I got to get Charlotte Hornets, and then the pricing, it just doesn't really fit. And then, of course, Howard not really being in a very desirable position tonight on FanDuel. We talked about LeBron already. I assume if Kevin Love is ruled out, then we're going to have some more interest in other Cavs.
Yeah, if Kevin Love is ruled out, I think that we have to have quite a bit more interest in the Cavs. My question will be, what do we think we're going to do with Larry Nance? I mean, we saw him, his price come crashing back to earth after he was only playing 18 to 20 minutes a game. If he plays 25 minutes here in this game at 5,500, I think he's a very interesting piece for the Cavs tonight. You know, I think that, you know, obviously all depends on what happens with Kevin Love, though. And I don't think we're going to get that news until a little closer to lock.
Yeah, if Love is out, I'm going to have a pretty good-sized chunk of Larry Nance tonight. Clippers are 10-point favorites at the Phoenix Suns, 223 over-under. We talked about it earlier this week. Clippers have been awful against wings. Suns are basically awful against every position. Josh Jackson is my must play. I'm going to scroll down. I'm going to see where the pricing is at. Elfrid Payton's price is still 5,200 on FanDuel. Let's just take a tour through Elfrid Payton's game log because it's a blast if you enjoy roller coasters. 7.7 fantasy points in his last outing against the Boston Celtics. Played 14 whole minutes. Great job, Elf. Before that, in a revenge game at Orlando, he had 43. Before that, against the Cleveland Cavaliers, an outstanding matchup for point guards, he scored 6.4 FanDuel points. Are you riding the Elfrid Payton roller coaster in tournaments tonight?
I don't think so. I'd probably rather play his teammate Tyler Ulis at this point. Ulis has played 30 minutes in two of the last three, only 20 in that Orlando game. You know, 39 FanDuel points against Boston in that game that we thought we would be playing Elfrid Payton. Just the way that these two have been a little inconsistent, I think I would just prefer the guy that's a little cheaper with Tyler Ulis here.
I think that totally makes sense. You do have to wonder if that one good game in the last couple of weeks for Elfrid Payton was just a revenge game. It is strange, though, that Phoenix, who hasn't really gotten much out of Elf so far, would give him that type of opportunity just because he's facing the Magic. But that's sure what it looks like.
It's definitely what it looks like. But I don't think I'm going to be playing Elf Payton tonight. There's just too many value point guards out there that I have no interest there.
Are you going to be playing any Clippers in what is an outstanding matchup?
I mean, you could play Lou Williams. You know, there are Clippers you could play. Even Ty Wallace, I think you could get him in there. But I really think, you know, I have more interest in the Suns. One guy that I think we should talk about is Alan Williams at center. If you're looking for a very cheap center and going to do some other things and say, like, play LeBron and Ben Simmons together, maybe. Alan Williams finally returned to the lineup last game, played 15 minutes, scored a fantasy point per minute. If Alex Lynn is ruled out of this game, there's a chance that he plays up to 20 minutes. Every time that we've seen Alan Williams play in the past, he's had big efficiency in terms of fantasy points per minute. So he could be a very interesting punt play. But then also Marquese Chris, you know, especially if Alex Lynn gets ruled out, knowing that Booker and Warren are already basically out, I think he's a very nice play at power forward as well.
I think this is another situation where we're going to plug Alan Williams in as the utility over on DraftKings at 3,400. And either he's going to be an outstanding spot, or you can feel confident that by the time we get to 7 p.m. Eastern tonight, there are going to be options in that same price range to punt with. Right now, he looks like our favorite. We could replace him later in this show. The Knicks are at the Philadelphia 76ers. Sixers, 12.5-point favorites, 221.5 over-under. I know you're leaning Karl-Anthony Towns at center tonight. Is that just because of your never-ending hatred of Joel Embiid, or is there actually a good reason that you don't really want to play Embiid tonight?
I mean, a lot of it is the hatred towards Joel Embiid.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, I like the matchup a little bit better for Karl-Anthony Towns. You know, the Wolves, they're really still playing hard here, trying to win these games like they need to. I mean, Towns is going to play 40 minutes plus in this game. It's a virtual lock for the double-double. He's going to have blocks and steals probably in this game. I think I Carl Anthony Towns, I can't say that he has a ton more upside. It's just a personal preference. If you like Embiid, you know, the delta between the two of them is really not that large. I just prefer Towns.
Anybody on the Knicks side of this game you're considering, and how do you feel about Ben Simmons?
Well, Ben Simmons is an interesting option. So if you're going to play Ben Simmons, I think that you're probably going to be either fading LeBron or fading Karl Anthony Towns or Embiid. I don't think you can't obviously play all three. So the only way I'm playing Simmons is if I'm taking Alan Williams or a cheap center on FanDuel. But I do think it's a good matchup for him. And then other guys that I like, you ask if I like Knicks. It would not be the Sportsline DFS podcast if I didn't mention Michael Beasley's name. And Michael Beasley, another interesting tournament option, 6,500. Got to talk about him. But really who we should talk about here is Trey Burke. Burke was absolutely incredible for us the last time that we recommended to play him. Now the price point is up to 6,300. And if you look at his game log, 6,300 is not crazy for Trey Burke, the way he has played this season recently since joining the Knicks.
Yeah, it's just, man, like, at least in that last game, he had 12 assists, and he's had a couple of games like that. So much of his value is wrapped up in scoring. It's 6,300. I think I could play him in tournaments. I don't have a problem with that. I would have a really hard time paying that for Trey Burke in cash. I do like him a little bit better over on DraftKings, where he's just 5,800.
Yeah, I think if you're going to play him, it's got to be on DraftKings. I just wanted to mention him. It's tournament only tonight for sure, because really all of the value is at point guard tonight. So
Brooklyn is at Orlando. This is the game of the season. Nets 2.5-point favorites. Highly contested. 216.5 over under. Nets worst team in the league against point guard centers. Second worst against point guard or against power forwards. Orlando, not much better. They are the worst against power forwards and the third worst against centers. Like, there is no defense in this game. I also not sure there's a lot of players that I want to play in this game.
Yeah, I mean, look, normally there would be, but, we're going to get to the obvious value point guards here in a game or two. Normally we would maybe be interested in Shelvin Mack, DJ Augustine, but at their prices, not going to happen. Probably not going to play Vucevic over Karl Anthony Towns or Embiid. You could play Aaron Gordon maybe if you wanted to, but I don't think the upside exists at the price difference between him and someone like Ben Simmons if you're looking to pay up at power forward. So while this game should be good in theory, I don't have a ton of interest in this game.
Dallas at the Lakers. Lakers 7.5-point favorites, 215.5 over under. Anybody in this game you're interested in?
I mean, I could be interested in Brandon Ingram if we knew he was going to come back and play, 35, 40 minutes. I think that that's highly unlikely because I got, we have guys like LeBron and we know that we love Josh Jackson tonight. It's, not something that I'm going to be getting into there. You could maybe look at Randall or Kuzma, some of those guys, but it's just the way the lineups are being built tonight on my end, at least I'm going extreme value and I'm trying to get Towns and LeBron or Towns and Simmons. So just not really room to get those guys in there.
Speaking of Towns, we need to hit the rewind button for just a moment and get back to that Hawks at Minnesota game that we skipped over. 220.5, the over-under on that one. Minnesota, a 12-point favorite. Karl Anthony Towns, Shabazz Napier, both going to be in Mike's lineup. And Napier doesn't play in this game, but he used to.
He used to. But yes, Karl Anthony Towns is going to be in the lineup. And then for the Atlanta side, all those guys are ruled out in the backcourt there. So Isaiah Taylor, 3,600 on FanDuel. I think he's a near must play. If you don't agree with me on Isaiah Taylor being a must play, then take a look at his teammate, Tyler Dorsey, who is also $3,600. One of those two, if not both, are going to be a very good play at point guard on both sites. I will be locking one of the Atlanta point guards in my lineups.
So we've got Shabazz Napier as a must play. We just put Isaiah Taylor in. We're spending $7,100 for two point guards.
Yes. And I think that there's a chance that we get 60 fantasy points out of those.
So I assume if because the other issue we have here over on DraftKings, we had Napier. We talked about how Trey Burke was a better play. You can move, if you want to play Ben Simmons, you can move him over to forward and put Isaiah Taylor in there on DraftKings. It's not going to be hard to play a couple of studs tonight.
No, it's not going to be hard at all, which is, you have to. You're going to have to play try to get two studs in your lineups tonight. Absolutely.
Okay, let's get over to Portland -6 at Memphis. This is where we'll find Shabazz Napier. And this game has a 201.5 over-under. Napier is Mike's must-play. How about C.J. McCollum at 7,800?
I like him a lot. I'm not ready to call him a must-play just because it might get difficult to get him in, depending on how you build the lineup. But if you find yourself where you can easily get him in, then yeah, he's pretty much a must-play because it's a very good matchup for him. But I'm not going to prioritize him over someone like Josh Jackson. Just because I like Napier so much, and I think there are other plays. But McCollum should be very good for the Blazers tonight.
Anybody on the Memphis side of this game, or are we just going to stick with crossing them out with Red Marker tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to cross them out with Red Marker for sure. The only other player I guess we should mention, though, is Evan Turner. You know, he's someone that's terrifying to play because he can put up single-digit fantasy point performances with the best of them. But he should play 35 minutes in this game with Lillard out. It's going to be a combination of Turner and Shabazz Napier both getting the increased usage and the playing time here. You know, we saw what he did against New Orleans in the last game. Did play 35 minutes, 24 fantasy points. I think you can expect a pretty similar performance to that tonight. So if you're not playing LeBron and you want to use Josh Jackson, I would probably pair him with Evan Turner.
Well, that's the thing I'm looking at here because we just found a small forward that's cheap that I think is a pretty good value at 3,600. He is terrifying because he can play 30 minutes and still not do much. But we haven't really talked about value forwards yet at the power forward position. And so I'm just wondering, like Ben Simmons at 98, LeBron at 12.5. We'll look at that again in just a second. Boston at Utah, it's 194.5. Do you care?
Normally I wouldn't, you know, I've told you not to even mention those games to me, but I do think we could mention Donovan Mitchell. The only reason I want to mention Donovan Mitchell is because if we avoid LeBron and play Evan Turner, we're going to have to spend the cash somewhere. And right. Donovan Mitchell paired with someone like CJ McCollum could be a really nice high floor at the shooting guard position tonight on FanDuel. So I think we should mention Mitchell.
Okay. Here's what I've got over on FanDuel. We're going to see if you have the value to find me at shooting guard and power forward to make this work. Shabazz Napier, Isaiah Taylor are our point guards. Boy, how could that go wrong? CJ McCollum at shooting guard. At small forward, I did go with LeBron and Josh Jackson, and we have Karl Anthony Towns at center. We have 47-67 for a couple of power forwards and a shooting guard. Does this work, or do I have to take CJ McCollum out?
I think we're going to find a way to make it work. I think Marvin Williams is the first guy you're going to want to plug in at power forward. And then after that, I think you're going to have to head over to the Phoenix Suns, and it's probably going to end up being Dragan Bender or Marquese Chris at this point.
I think you can put Marquese Chris in there and leave yourself 5,200. You could play J.J. Redick against the Knicks. Both Rodney Hood and Jordan Clarkson could be in play and could see increased usage, especially if Kevin Love's out tonight.
Yeah, so if Kevin Love is out, I'm probably going to pick one of the Cleveland guards. I don't have a real strong take on who I prefer in this spot. I guess it's probably Rodney Hood. I just think right now I think his role is a little more defined if you kind of watch the games that way. So right now it's probably Rodney Hood if Kevin Love's out. If Love is in, then I'm probably going to end up going with J.J. Redick against.
Well, that's the thing is we've seen Rodney Hood be good with Kevin Love on the floor.
Yes.
So I think we'll go ahead and plug Hood in. Tell me how you feel about this lineup. And it's early. We'll find more value later. But Napier-Taylor at point guard. McCollum and Hood at shooting guard. Jackson and LeBron at small forward. Marvin Williams, Marquese Chris at power forward. Karl Anthony Towns at center.
I think that's a very good lineup. Really good place to start. You know, I like it a lot there. And then the only thing I will say is also just watch the news. If Kevin Love is ruled out, then make the swap to someone like Larry Nance and then look at like Jamal Crawford at shooting guard. And I think you've got a really nice lineup there if Love is out.
Watch the news and watch sportsline.com. I'm sure you've already signed up for a sportsline.com membership, but if you haven't, you can get one for just $1 for your first month with the promo code DFS podcast. And then you can get Mike's optimal lineup 15 to 20 minutes before lock. That's the FanDuel lineup over on DraftKings. I may have made this too easy. Shabazz Napier, Trey Burke, Josh Jackson, Karl-Anthony Towns, Taylor, Ben Simmons, and Alan Williams. That leaves us 7,300 for a power forward. Is it that easy, or are we going to swap somebody out?
I think it can be that easy if you want to play a guy like Tobias Harris, who really has, you know, we haven't talked about him at all tonight, but this is a great matchup for him against the Phoenix Suns. I don't think many people are going to play him, but I kind of like him in this spot. If you want to, like the lineup.
This has to be a tournament lineup because everybody's playing LeBron. Or you think they're going to chase him away by a bad performance?
No, I mean, I think everyone's playing LeBron. So okay. I think that, you know, at this point, what you're looking at is you're going to be looking at a scenario where it's going to be LeBron and Larry Nance or Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris.
And that may be as simple as, does Kevin Love play or not?
Right. If Kevin Love doesn't play, you definitely make the swap to LeBron James, Larry Nance Jr.
So the DraftKings lineup, again, as of 1:56 Eastern, and there will be updates tonight, and that's why you should go to sportsline.com. But it's Napier, Burke, Jackson, Harris, Towns, Taylor, Ben Simmons, and Alan Williams. And we've done it, Mike. We have got through a half a week of podcasts. The next podcast we do will be for Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball, opening day tomorrow. We've got a lot to talk about there. We've already got one game postponed, so it's going to be a very fun podcast tomorrow morning.
It's going to be a blast. Dongs will be chased. Dongs will be caught. Money will be won. We'll talk to you tomorrow.